the servants of the Hotel Salisbury, which is so called because it is situated on Broadway and conducted on the American plan by a man named Riggs, had agreed upon a date for their annual ball and volunteer concert, and had announced that it would eclipse every other annual ball in the history of the hotel, as the Hotel Salisbury had been only 2 years in existence. This was not an idle boast, and it had the effect of inducing many people to buy the tickets, which sold at $1 apiece, and were good for one gent and a lady, and entitled the bearer to a hat check without extra charge. In the flutter of preparation, all ranks were temporarily leveled, and social barriers taken down with the mutual consent of those separated by them. The night clerk so far unbent as to personally request the colored hall boy number 8 to play a banjo solo at their concert, which was to fill in the pauses between the dancers, and the chambermaids timidly consulted with the lady telegraph operator and the lady in charge of the telephone, as to whether or not they intended to wear hats, and so every employee on every floor of the hotel was working individually from the success of the ball, from the engineers in charge of the electric light plant in the cellar, to the night watchman on the ninth story, and the elevator boys who belonged to no floor in particular, a Miss Celestine Terrell, who was Mrs. Grammy West in private life, and young Grammy West, who played the part opposite to hers in the Gilbert and Sullivan opera that was then in the third month of its New York run, were among the honored patrons of the Hotel Salisbury. Miss Terrell, in her utter inability to adjust the American coinage to English standards, and also in the kindness of her heart, had given two generous tips to all of the hotel waiters, and some of this money had passed into the gallery window of the Broadway Theater, where the hotel waiters had heard her sing and seen her dance, and had failed to recognize her young husband in the Lord Chancellor's wig and black silk court dress. So they knew that she was a celebrated personage, and they urged the maitre d'hotel to invite her to the ball, and then persuade her to take a part in the volunteer concert. Paul, the head waiter, a pierrot as Grammy West called him, because it was shorter, as he explained, hovered over the two young English people one night at supper, and served them lavishly with his own hands. "Miss Terrell," said Paul, nervously, "I beg pardon, Madam, Mrs. Grammy West, I should say, I would like to make an invitation to you." Celestine looked at her husband inquiringly, and bowed her head for Paul to continue.